It is 9 minutes after five. Hey, I'm delighted to have a visit this afternoon from our friend Mark Halpern. He's the president and founder of WealthInsurance.com, and he joins me. Mark has been an industry thought leader and trusted advisor for over 28 years and is on the line to speak with us today about investment strategies to protect you and your hard-earned money and savings. Mark, how are you, sir?
I'm great, Brian. So nice to speak to you.
Great to speak with you. Before we get to the nuts and bolts stuff, how are you holding up? You okay?
Yeah, everybody's fine. We're hunkered at home. I brought my kids back from overseas. I have five children, and we're enjoying the time. I didn't think we'd get a chance to sort of replay some of those early years when the kids were young.
There is a little bit of an upside. Mark, thanks for your support of the radio station during this entire time, too. I just want to say that as well. Thank you so much.
Well, we're big fans of Jazz FM, and you've got a great, loyal following, and we really enjoy interacting with your listeners.
Let me ask you this, Mark. We understand from some of the stuff that you've sent out that now is a really good time to buy life insurance. Why is that? Why now?
Well, you know, it takes me back a bit. I'll just say there's always a good time, but my career actually started 47 years ago, Brad, when I was 11 and my father was 50 and he died of a heart attack. Mm. Unfortunately, he was a busy engineer and there wasn't a will and there wasn't much savings and he didn't have life insurance. So it was very hard for us growing up and very difficult. But fast forward, I meet a lot of people who are very busy looking after a lot of things. But unfortunately, sometimes it takes a global pandemic for people to stop for a bit and really be very aware of their mortality and realize they have a lot of incompletions that likely rent space in their brain, like not having wills or powers of attorney in places or a state directory or life insurance. And right now our industry has made it much easier for people to get life insurance. It's probably the best time because now people can get up to $2 million of life insurance with no in-person meeting, no medical, no blood and all that stuff, all with a 15-minute phone call. So that's kind of neat. So people can take care of their families and their planning at this time.
And that adjustment, Mark, has been made specifically during this COVID-19 crisis?
Well, it's definitely has made it more easy. There has been a movement more towards non-face-to-face meetings. I mean, we're doing Zoom meetings, Skype meetings, yep, and conference calls and all over. But, yeah, definitely with COVID, because nurses cannot go out to see people who apply for insurance to take vitals, like, you know, their height, their weight, their blood, all that sort of stuff. Okay. So it's definitely an opportunity, and it's one that a lot of our clients and people are taking advantage of.
Sounds smart. We've also seen at the station the benefit of charitable giving from our donors in the form of them donating securities, but are there other ways that they can support the radio station? And if there are, can you tell us what they may be?
Sure. So first and foremost, people should realize that they have three possible beneficiaries to their estate. They have their family, they have the tax department, and they have charity. And each of us can pick two. So which two would you like to pick? Most people would say their family and charity. So there are wonderful ways for your listeners to be able to be remembered for leaving generous gifts to the station as opposed to large checks to the tax department. So one of those things that they can do is use life insurance as a way to create a transformational gift to Jazz at a very small cost.
And what ways does that life insurance donation benefit the radio station?
That's a great question. So there are really three ways to give life insurance to Jazz. One way is a lot of us might have old insurance policies that they bought when they were younger that really might not move the dial in terms of their estate planning. They could be for $100,000, $250,000, whatever the case might be. You could actually take that policy and get a valuation on it, meaning like a fair market valuation, and now donate it to Jazz. So you actually get a charitable receipt for the value of the policy, and now going forward, Jazz has a very, very big policy, or at least a big gift that they can count on and recognize you for. We did that for a university just a couple of weeks ago where somebody donated a $300,000 policy and they received a $150,000 charitable receipt for it. And going forward, the premiums that they paid for those policies would be considered charitable donations. Another way they could do it is if they could buy a new policy, a $50,000 policy, a $100,000 policy, and donate it to Jazz. If Jazz is the owner and beneficiary of the policy, then the premiums are considered charitable donations. So they've made a great gift at a small cost. The easiest way, though, is if you have an insurance policy right now, why not just change the beneficiary and maybe take 10% of it and say, I want that 10% to go to Jazz. That can sometimes be the easiest way and a great way to make a difference for Jazz Radio.
No, that's so fantastic. Mark, I know you have a full team around you, so when people reach out to you that they can go through financial advisors and your accountants, your lawyers, all those people are sort of working together on these new initiatives.
Yeah, it's really important to have a team. Look, you have to have an accountant, a lawyer. We're on the insurance side, and we like to work with professional advisors, and we have advisors across the country to help. We can do everything by phone, a Zoom meeting, whatever the case might be. At the same time, you know, your listeners should know that we just actually published our newest tax letter, which is on planning opportunities that can be done during COVID. And it's available on our website at wealthinsurance.com. And there you can also download a free estate planning toolkit, which includes an estate directory so that they can have a place where somebody else knows where all their stuff is. Where's the key to the safety of the deposit box, the will? Where's their insurance policies? Who's their lawyer? Who's their accountant? Those are things that people don't really spend a lot of time doing, and during a crisis like this, I think it's really important to get those things organized.
No kidding. And again, that's a free estate planning toolkit when you go to wealthinsurance.com. And also, if you want to use the old way, there's a phone call too, 416-364-2929, and all your answers and all your help is right there, just a phone call away at 416-364-2929, or of course wealthinsurance.com. It's been nice to catch up with you, Mark.
Thank you so much, Brad. Really enjoyed the time together, too. And everybody should stay well, stay healthy, and hopefully we'll get to the other side of this, and we'll be in a happy world, and we'll all be doing well. And just keep listening to Jazz FM. We enjoy it. It really gives us a lot of peace of mind.
Hear, hear. Have a great weekend with your family, Mark.
Thank you so much.
Be well.